The New York Giants select.
Heart's beating 1,000 beats per minute.
Something I remember for a lifetime.
It's going to be a great feeling. I can't wait to run out there.
Here to represent.
I love my team, man. Thank you, John.
You know, it was just a long, stressful day. You know, the day before I went and got tatted to really take my mind off of it. And, you know, it was just, I couldn't sleep that night. Got up early, you know, helped my mom set up and pretty much hid myself in a room until I got drafted. I had a lot of friends and family. My mom wanted to throw a big party because that's just the way she is. You know, I started to drop in the draft, and I remember the Giants telling me, Mark Ross called me, I think that Thursday, told me he was going to draft me. And you guys were on the clock. And I'm sitting there waiting, and I'm like, you know, are they going to draft me? I'm sitting there with my girl, like, they're not going to draft me. So I walked downstairs, like, I guess this is it, you know what I mean? Because it was the first time they were doing the two-day draft, and they called my name, and, you know, the house went crazy. It was a great experience. I knew once a couple of trades went up that I would kind of fall in the draft because it was only a couple of teams that needed, you know, a true cover two, cover four corner. So I knew my chances wasn't good once them trades started going up. So, you know, I was just hoping for the best and landing in a great situation. I felt I was one of the top corners in the draft that year through injuries and so on and so on. You know, it happens like that. I'm in the best situation I can be. You know, I love the Giants. And I think the only scary moment I had is Green Bay called. I mean, they didn't call. They were on the clock, and my phone rang. It was one of my boys. My heart dropped because, I'm from California, born and raised. I got no shot up there in Green Bay, but, you know, I landed in a great situation.